More than 40 years after a dazzling first run, the 1964 movie Beckett is back on the big screen. First time around, that movie earned a dozen Academy Awards. Beckett is back now, just in time to cast a light on the star, Peter O'Toole, and this year's Oscar race. Los Angeles Times and Morning Edition film critic Kenneth Turan enjoys the comparison.
By a quirk of fate, a newly restored print of Beckett, co-starring Richard Burton and a 32-year-old Peter O'Toole, hits the big screen just when a 74-year-old O'Toole is once again in the heat of an Oscar race for his role in Venus. The core of Beckett's appeal is unchanged. That's the on-screen collaboration between two of the English-speaking world's greatest actors working in their vibrant prime. This collaboration is successful because the subject matter is compelling and, frankly, far from what any studio would put into production today. Set in 12th century England, Beckett focuses on a savage split between best friends, one of whom happens to be England's king, over the conflicting rights of church and state. Not exactly an MTV-friendly subject, but there you have it. Major stars thrust together on screen often end up undercutting each other, but one of the pleasures of Beckett is how easily and generously these two commanding actors allow each other the space to make the most of their individual roles.
You can't laugh. You can't stand by. Are you taking yourself seriously as Archbishop?
I am the Archbishop, my prince.
By my grace!
While Burton is excellent as the Archbishop of Canterbury, it is O'Toole's King Henry II that is the role of the film. He is a tricky and elusive character we shouldn't like, but we do. Someone who manages to make the arrogance of power attractive. He also turns out to be a surprisingly sensitive man, who means it when he says, "I am your friend, and you are wrong not to love me."
How's your son? He must have come of age.
He's an idiot and sly like his mother. Thomas, don't you ever marry.
You took that matter out of my hands when you had me ordained.
If we start on that, we're sure to quarrel. Talk about something else.
To see both Venus and Beckett is to get the rare chance to compare O'Toole then and now, to see what he has gained and what has been lost. Inevitably, now that he is noticeably frail, there is an aspect of power O'Toole doesn't attempt anymore. His furious Beckett demand, "Will no one rid me of this meddlesome priest?" is likely something he could no longer bring off convincingly. On the other hand, so much of what makes this man one of the premier film actors of his time, his great bone structure, command of the language, grace of movement, and alive eyes, are as visible in Venus as in Beckett. And his age gives more emphasis to a wistfulness about his persona. No one, then or now, does this kind of evanescent, bittersweet regret better than Peter O'Toole.
Ken Turan reviews movies for Morning Edition and the Los Angeles Times.